USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is addressing the nation after 12 service members were killed in Afghanistan.
To those who carried out this attack, as well as anyone who wishes America harm, know this. We will not forgive. We will not forget. We will hunt you down and make you pay.
President Biden has a message for ISIS-K, who claimed responsibility for the terrorist attack.
I've also ordered my commanders to develop operational plans to strike ISIS-K assets, leadership, and facilities. We will respond with force and precision at our time, at the place we choose, in the moment of our choosing. Here's what you need to know. These ISIS terrorists will not win. We will rescue the Americans. We will get our Afghan allies, and our mission will go on. America will not be intimidated.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
A man involved in the kidnapping plot of Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer will serve years behind bars. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Naraki has the details.
The Michigan man who pled guilty to federal charges in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been sentenced to more than 6 years in prison. Ty Garvin is the first of more than a dozen people facing federal charges in the case to be sentenced. Five of those men face trial in October. In his ruling, the judge said he sentenced Garvin to less than the federal guideline of 17 and a half years because of Garvin's cooperation with the investigation of the plot and concrete actions he's taken to take responsibility for his actions.
Cancel culture is apparently coming after the University of Notre Dame's Fighting Irish Leprechaun. A new survey from Quality Logo Products found the leprechaun to be the fourth most offensive college football mascot. The top three were mascots some Native Americans have criticized. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The Biden administration is taking new steps to prevent evictions as the COVID-19 pandemic continues. The Department of Treasury is providing even more explicit permission for grantees to utilize self-attestation without further documentation in order to speed the delivery of assistance to households in the need during the public health emergency. That's according to a White House fact sheet distributed on Wednesday. Roseanne Morey is fighting cancer. She also was renting a room to a woman, and she'd like that room back.
There's a lot of us out there that just need to reclaim our homes for our own personal reasons.
Morey, who's fighting an aggressive form of cancer and would like her family to move into that room, also tells Fox News,
this is not a second income home. This is not a property that we have that we're making all this money off of.
The Cuyahoga Heights School Board Education in Ohio voting Wednesday to drop Redskins as the school system's mascot after hearing from members of the community, including students.
I ask you this. What's different than calling ourselves the Black Skins or the White Skins? There's no difference. We're calling ourselves the Redskins and saying that it's okay when it's not.
The name has been dropped effective immediately. A new mascot has not been selected. The Redskins' name has been dropped effective immediately. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.